down here.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's a hot dive out here with front man himself, Jeff Scott Soto. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing all right. I just got back on Sunday from Europe.
Yeah, with Sons of Apollo?
Yes, sir.
How did that tour go?
Long. It was a long year.
I bet it was. I actually caught you at the House of Blues in Anaheim. It was a great show.
Right on. Oh, yeah, that was early on. I mean, I wish the California shows were towards the end because, man, the band really, the chemistry just came so together. If we did the show here now, people would be like, oh, my God, what is that?
Well, you guys came together. I'll admit.
Yeah. It was so early on. We were kind of still finding each other's
trying to find each other's place.
Yeah.
Well, you're here tonight in honor of Ronnie James Dio and cancer research. What did Ronnie James Dio mean to you in your life?
Well, beyond being such a great singer and such a great role model as a singer, he was exactly that as a human being, too. And that was one of the greatest things about Ronnie. I met him when I was just starting. I was up and coming, you know, with Yngwie back in those days. And he was as nice to me as if I were a contemporary at his level. And he was just so, everybody was so balanced around Ronnie. That's what I loved about him as a person, beyond the fact that he was a great singer.
I bet. And being this is a cancer research charity event, do you have anybody in your life that you were close to that was affected by cancer?
Well, I think we all do. And that's the sad part of life is cancer, it doesn't segregate. It can hit everyone and anyone at any time. And everyone has a cancer, you know, connection of some sort.
Of some sort, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so you just got back from Europe. And by the way, Symphony of Destruction, that's the name of the album.
Psychotic Symphony.
Psychotic Symphony, thank you, I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Megadeth.
Yes, that was one of my favorite albums of 2017.
Well, thank you.
Do you guys have plans to record a new album sometime down the line?
We go back, I'm leaving next week for Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I come back, I think a week from the tour after I come back from that, we're in the studio. Album number two.
Oh, man, how does Mike Portnoy do it, I wonder?
Mike Portnoy is a machine. He's a machine, much like everybody in the band. I mean, we all have our own different things that we're doing. We just know how to time manage. It's the only way we can do it.
Well, he has to. Yeah, he's the timekeeper. That makes sense if he's a drummer. He's the timekeeper himself.
There you go.
Well, Jeff, you go enjoy yourself. What do you hope to bowl tonight?
Well, you know what? I actually had to take the night off from bowling because I got some tendon issues in my arm that I got.
I had that too from working out.
Something from the tour. Maybe that microphone's too heavy, but whatever it was, I doctor said you can't bowl tonight. So I'm just here to enjoy the event.
Well, what were you hoping to bowl if you could?
I was going to kill every strike and every ball. Come on.
Are you going to get...
The thing is, this is my fourth one. The first one, I think we came in second or third place. But the past two in a row, first place. I got the first place trophy. I was hoping to get a three-peat. So if my team that I was supposed to be on gets it, I'm going to insist that I get a copy of it.
Well, then, there you go. Jeff, thank you very much.
You got it,
good
man.
Luck with Sons of Apollo. And have fun honoring Ronnie's name.
Right on, bro.